Honeysuckle, this is Houston Comtech. 1-2-3-4-4-3-2-1. Give me a short count.
This is Honeysuckle on Goss. 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1.
Roger. Thank you.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control. 185 hours. Ground elapsed time, and it's time for wake-up of the crew of Apollo 10. We're standing by now for the wake-up call.
Apollo 10, Reveille, all hands, heave out and trice up. Sweepers, man your brooms. Clean sweep down, fore and aft. Take all trash and garbage to the fantail. Standing by, this is Houston.
Oh, I love you. Where'd you learn that kind of noise?
That's Navy noise.
That's what I mean. Hey, you... You get a DS, that's 30 minutes early.
Negative on that.
Huh?
I want to get you up. It's your last day to enjoy out there. Don't want you to miss anything. How you guys feeling today?
Hey, babe, I've been looking out that window all night long, so you know, I was waiting for that noise anyway. How are you?
Hey, real good. Looks like you've been up for a little while.
Yeah, off and on. Off and on. It gets pretty anxious up here with that world getting so big. It's beautiful, babe. It really is.
You look like you're just a hair over 50,000 out now, Jim.
50 grand, huh? Beautiful.
Hey, why don't you guys come on home today?
Yeah, I think we will. You've been doing, taking lessons from Jack or something? I didn't know you knew that kind of music.
Jack doesn't know what it means.
Oh, here you come, Joe. Oh my God, you're about three quarters of the size of my side window. You're less than a full Earth. You're curved over at the poles, which means we're going behind you, which is good. And, oh my golly, are you getting big. And beautiful, babe. I never thought I'd say that to you, but you sure do look good.
You've been gone too long.
Let me take a look with the monocular and find out where we are. Joe, I'm looking at the Pacific and Indian Ocean here. I've got the whole continent of India and Asia, and coming over the horizon appears to be Africa. Beautiful.
Okay, you've got a pretty good-looking weather forecast for your recovery area. It looks like about 1,800 scattered, 10,000 broken, high broken, 10 miles, and the wind's out of the east-southeast at about 12 knots. The waves are 4 feet. 5 seconds, 81 degrees, and it says widely scattered showers, but you can probably get a better handle on that from up there.
Okay, Joe, what's the present weather?
We're getting it now, Gino.
tell Captain Cruz to put us into the wind. We'll be down there in about 6 hours.
Say again, Jim.
Tell Captain Cruz to put it into the wind and we'll be on board in about 6 hours.
Okay, we'll tell him. Now, Apollo 10, this Houston, the weather, current weather, is just about the same as the forecast. It looks like it may be getting a little bit better. It looks like they're going about 2,000 scattered, high broken now.
And the sea state?
Sea state's 4 feet and 5 second intervals.
Sounds good, Joe.
Okay, I'm going to sneak out here and let the Marines take over. I'll see you guys a little later.
Joe, thanks for everything, babe. We'll see you back at home.
Roger that.
Morning, Apollo 10. Just got off the gate. Wanted Joe to give you that reveille because I figured if I gave it to you, you'd consider it harassment.
Thank you just too much.
After 8 days, I gotta make a public announcement. You're really a great guy. It's your choice of services.
I think you're talking about the oldest fighting service in the country and the best in the world, aren't you? And watch out for those lightning bolts.
About the Gate Guard branch of the U.S. Navy. I guess you're right, Jack. I don't know what the Navy would do if it wasn't for the Marines' existence.
Don't forget your astrocast from yesterday. It's the same today.
Listen, I'm not going to say anything about anybody today. This is going to be a good day.
Roger. This is Apollo Control, still monitoring air ground with the spacecraft. Now some 46,867 nautical miles out from Earth, approaching a velocity of 10,000 feet per second, actually 9,470. The Reveille bugle call was played up from Mission Control for the last day of the mission. Gene Cernan had been awake for some time, observing the Earth grow bigger in his window. There was a certain amount of banter back and forth between the ground or the spacecraft communicator, Joe Engel, and later Jack Lausma here in Mission Control, and Cernan. Weather in the landing area shows a cloud deck at 1,800 feet, scattered. Wave height 4 feet, wind 12 knots out of 120 degrees, visibility 10 miles. Scattered showers over about 10% of the area. Our touchdown clock now showing 6 hours 28 minutes mark until splash. We still got mid-course correction burn number 7, sort of hanging fire as it were. No firm decision has been made yet whether to do mid-course number 7. Mid-course number 6 was omitted during the night. If mid-course 7 is done, it will be primarily to adjust the flight path angle by some 15 hundredths of 1 degree. We're continuing to stand by to monitor air ground. The crew likely at the present time is eating breakfast, going through all the housekeeping chores in the spacecraft cabin prior to powering up for the day's activities. We'll leave the circuit live at this time and catch any bits of conversation as they take place.